The topic is the man is blessed. Amen. Now, when you study the scriptures closely, you will see that God has a purpose for every man. When I use man, I'm not talking in terms of gender, because in the scriptures, man is both male and female. Hallelujah. Both male and female. The man is, you know, God has a purpose for every man. Everyone that is born for a purpose, is born to accomplish an assignment here on earth. He's here on a mission. The family, every family has a purpose. They exist for a purpose. And it is the will of God that every human being fulfill that purpose, accomplishes that goal before he exits this world, that the reason for which he exists will be fulfilled. And then he will exit the world. Hallelujah. And everyone in your family will fulfill his own purpose. Together as a family, as a whole, you fulfill what God established that family for. In the name of Jesus, your family will not be an embarrassment in your community. It will be a huge blessing and an inspiration. Can I hear you say amen to that? Now, and every man that is born is born blessed. Everyone, whether he's born again or not, he's born blessed. He's born gifted. He's born endowed to go forth and become someone. You know, and this is because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every herb. It was so, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Amen. Hallelujah. You know the history. Man had a crisis. Man developed a problem. Man's journey to destiny was interfered by Lucifer, the devil. God showed up and God spoke. You know the story. And this is where we are today as a result of that encounter. In the Garden of Eden, when man yielded to the devil and fell. Now, from then, man had two challenges. And the first one is the original curse. Hallelujah. The original curse. God pronounced a curse on the ground. Very, very important that you understand that man was never cursed. You know God didn't curse man, right? Are you with me? God did not curse man. You know, when man fell, he never pronounced any curse on him. And the reason why God did not pronounce a curse on man was because he had already blessed him. Whoever God has blessed, God is blessed. And he cannot be cursed. Hallelujah. So, when man fell, God did not curse him because he fell. Because he had already blessed him. So instead, what God did was to curse the ground for man's disobedience. Now this is what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1. So, I mean, the challenge was, I said two fundamental things, the original curse, which was upon the ground. When the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 13 says, "And the Lord said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and he shall bruise thy feet, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow shalt thou bring children, and thy desire shall be thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And on Adam, he said," this thing is season, right? Are you hearing me? "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, thing of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Curse is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust art thou, and unto dust shall thou return." Now, when you read the scriptures closely, you will see that God cursed the ground, and because of the curse, God's curse on the ground now will not produce as it should. Hallelujah. The ground will not flourish like it is intended to flourish. You know, man's survival will become a challenge because of the curse that is upon the earth. The reason why sometimes you can experience famine, you can experience flood or the quakes and all that is because of the implication of that curse. Respond to you would be how you are able to manipulate these seasons to work in your favor. Amen. May God help you to achieve your purpose and destiny in this life in the name of Jesus. Now, but then there is another dimension, and which is another problem that man had after the fall. Now, when man fell, what he did was actually activate a new kind of law. He activated the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. God said, look, the day you sin, in other words, the day you disobey me, The day you eat of this tree that I said, don't eat, you will die. You will bring into force a new law. And the law, you know, Paul showed us that that law is called the law of sin and death. And let me be honest with you, this is the most aggressive affliction upon the human race. The most destructive force in operation today. Paul says, wherefore, Romans 5:12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and dead by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is of the figure of him that was to come. Death began to reign from the time of Adam. The problem of man, man's weakness, man's failure, man's collapse, is the law of sin and death. While human beings may not achieve their potential, may not reach their goal, may not fulfill what it's destined for them, it's how sin operates in their lives. Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So, you know, the first problem, you know, of God's pronouncement of curse upon the ground was a kind of resolved with Noah's covenant with God. Are you with me? God, it kind of, you know, paved the way for man by that one sacrifice of Noah. You know, and God put a rainbow. He says, as long as you see this rainbow, it means I'm not going to destroy the earth. And I'm never going to curse the earth anymore. But then I've put before you seed time and harvest. Hallelujah. Now, but then man is still battling with the effect of the fallen nature. And the solution is Jesus. Hallelujah. So when Jesus came and died, he was introducing to the believer, him that will have faith in his death and resurrection, a new law. You can operate in a new law. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Put your hand on your chest and say, I operate under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. I have life in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is working inside me. If you believe, say amen. Hallelujah. So when the Bible is referring to the curse of the law, The curse of the law. You know, it's not saying that God, through the fall of man, had cursed us. If you read through the scripture, you will see that God never cursed man because he blessed man. And any man that comes forth to life comes with the blessing, but there's something that's working against the blessing. The law of sin and death interrupted that blessing God pronounced on man, and man himself, through Adam, activated it. And the death of Jesus, when he hung on the tree, he broke that power. Hallelujah. And as he has promised Abraham, you and I that are born again, saved, washed in the blood of Jesus, can now experience the power of redemption, the power of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The implication of sin on our lives is broken. Despite human weaknesses, you can still press forward and fulfill God's mandate for your life. Despite man's challenges, you can still press forward and God will be glorified in your life. You can still fulfill the word of God concerning you. Now, and let me read this scripture. It says in Romans chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, was. No, let me read that again. What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, had found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he had therefore to glory, but not before God. For what said the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Hallelujah. God in Abraham introduced a way out for man, the way of faith. Faith brings you out of and above, over, places you above the law of sin and death. It confers on you righteousness. Say, I am righteous. Through Jesus, I am righteous. Hallelujah. Righteousness means that you are accepted by God. It means you are qualified. You are fit. You are okay. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, you are okay. Say, I am okay. I am blessed. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So God thought, okay, one way I can overcome this epidemic, this aggressive law that is subjecting humanity to bondage, is by conferring on them through faith my own righteousness. Hallelujah. I impute on them my righteousness. And that righteousness reverses the implication of the fall of Adam. Hallelujah. So So every one of you who is born again, who is conscious of his covering of righteousness, that God, when he sees you, he sees that righteous covering. His righteous covering over you. When God sees you, he sees someone clothed with his own clothes. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God's own righteousness he puts on you. Am I making sense? Praise the Lord. He sees you as someone who is qualified, who is okay, who is all right, who has no problem with being dominated. He should not be dominated by Satan anymore. He should not be afflicted anymore. The implication of sin, the hold of sin, the consequences of sin over his life should be completely destroyed, that it's of non-effect whatsoever in his life. Hallelujah. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to let you see that because of the redemption that you have received, you can see the manifestation of that full blessing that you are born with. Hallelujah. The ground should cooperate with you. The elements of life, the nature, the forces, spirits should yield to you, should respond to you, because you are born again. You should break through. There should be no limitation, no inhibition before you. No barriers, no obstacles, because you are not cursed, you are blessed. Amen. Amen. And all this is possible because you have received salvation. Hallelujah. The man that is born again may have some limitations because of the spiritual dimension. The forces of darkness can still manipulate his life. It can still interfere with his affairs. The forces of darkness can still dominate him. But to you, you should succeed irrespective of what you're surrounded by. And today, we are saying to forces, no. Lift up your hand on everything that concerns us. You have no legal right to afflict. You have no legal right to dominate. You have no legal right to stand on the way of any one of us that is in this place. Because we are not under the law of sin and death. We are under the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, as many that believe him, he gave power to become the sons of God. You are a child of God. You've had the life of God inside you. Amen. That life of God is called Zoe. It means existing like God. And you are a God. You are now a God. Say, I'm a God. Hallelujah. And there's this scripture, interestingly, let me just read this scripture to you. And that's Acts of the Apostles chapter 1. I like this scripture, and I've been meditating on that scripture lately. Acts 16:31, it says, they replied. Paul and Silas replied to that jailer, and they said to him, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Hallelujah. When I believe, I have the righteousness of God conferred on me. I'm now elevated to a new dimension completely, above the implication of sin. I am now a spiritual being, empowered to move forward and fulfill every counsel of God concerning me. And no power in hell can subdue that. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, I can actually stand in the gap also and believe that to happen to every of my family member. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something, and it depends on what you believe, but this is my conviction. If there's one person in a family that is born again, that one person can determine what happens to that family. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons why Paul said when a woman or a man is married to an unbeliever, they should not separate, is because he says because of that one believer, even the unbeliever is sanctified. Is sanctified. There is, in other words, a kind of a covering. They can enjoy the benefit of salvation. You see, in salvation there is healing. In salvation, there is deliverance. In salvation, there is prosperity. In salvation, there is a steady growth. In salvation, there is divine protection. Hallelujah. And if you believe, you can stand on the gap to believe for the workings of salvation on behalf of your family. And this morning, this is what I also want you to do. You will stand on behalf of your family and you tell the devil, I release the benefit of salvation, my salvation, in my household, in the name of Jesus. Amen. May everyone in my own household, because of my belief, according to the word of God, my spouse and my children be sanctified. Let them be sanctified. Let no evil visit any one of them. Let no one be cut short before his time. Let no one remain a victim in the hands of the wicked one. Hallelujah. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. You and your household. You can, because of you, put an embargo on the forces of darkness and spiritual wickedness, that they will not come near your dwelling, near your family. Hallelujah. Do you believe? Do you believe, everybody? Do you believe you are not cursed? You are never cursed. Hallelujah. Do you believe that you have the right for the land to yield to you? Do you believe that forces of darkness should yield to you? Because Satan no longer has a hold on you. Because the power that he had on you was broken on the cross. He can no longer determine your destiny or the destiny of your family because of you. Amen. So in the name that is above every name, I decree in this place that the anointing of the Spirit now walk to enforce everything that you pronounce. Whatever you say, may it become alive, take shape, and be manifested. In the name of Jesus. Now stand on your feet. In Makende Brolotus Kataya. And the first thing I want you to do is begin to activate the benefit of salvation in your own life. Your own life. Go ahead and begin to pray. Someone, go ahead. Say, because I am saved, in the name of Jesus, I activate healing power. Healing power in my own body. Because I am saved, because I am redeemed, because I am forgiven in Christ Jesus, because I have become the heir of the promise of faith. In Abraham, I have become the heir of this world. Hallelujah. My clear brothers, Kataya, my glimondo brother, the whole of the devil on my life was destroyed. The day I believe, the day Jesus came into my life, the law of sin and death is no longer dominating me. Imangli sobradi lakla ma andro vodos kana. The Bible says, for the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Sin and death is no longer functioning in my system. So in the name of Jesus, I activate healing power in my body. Everybody pray that prayer. I activate healing power. Healing power in my body. Healing power. Healing power in my body. From my head down to the sole of my foot. Healing virtue is flowing. Healing virtue is flowing. I am healed in my body. Every part of my body is rejuvenating now. It's rejuvenating now. My heart is rejuvenating. My kidney, my liver, my bone, the cells, the tissues. In the name of Jesus. I am immune in the name of Jesus from cancer. I am immune from diabetes. I am immune from asthma. In the name of Jesus. I am completely delivered of sickle cell. In the name of Jesus, I activate healing virtue. Healing virtue. Healing virtue. Healing virtue. Satan's domination was broken. In the name of Jesus, the law of sin and death no longer has power over me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I can't hear you pray. You see, when I say decree or declare, you know you don't declare in your heart. You don't decree in your mind. Men make decrees by speaking, or declaration by speaking. And you know, anytime you are decreeing or declaring, you are not speaking to God. When you are speaking to God, you are making supplication or intercession. Does that make sense? You are pleading with God. And with God, you can keep quiet because God can read your mind. When it comes to God, you can kneel down, you can go flat, and you can keep quiet. The meditations of your heart, the thoughts of your spirit, God can pick it up. But the forces of life, the devil cannot read your thought. Spirits don't read your thought. Nature does not read your thought. They work with words. Am I speaking to you? So that's why you have to speak that word. And I want you to make a decree and a declaration and say, the spirit of prosperity is activated in me. The law of sin and death has no power over me. The course of the ground has been reversed. I will prosper. I will succeed. I will move forward. I will accomplish God's purpose. purpose for my life. Now I activate the anointing for success, for prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Failure is not my portion. Failure is not my portion. Mediocrity is not my portion. I am not helpless. I am not helpless. I declare I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There are no embargoes on me. No embargoes, no barrier, no obstacle. In the name of Jesus, I quicken this body. I command you to move forward and succeed. Move forward and accomplish God's purpose. Move forward, advance and reach your destiny. In Jesus' name we are praying. Are you with me, everybody? Say amen. Amen. Say in the name of Jesus. I declare all obstacles on my way be cleared now. Every barrier on my way to destiny be cleared out of the way. Every closed door against my purpose, open now. Now go ahead and begin to speak to those barriers, obstacles. Get out of my way. Clear out of the way every kind of obstacle. Whatever that obstacle is called, I speak to you. Clear out of my way. Close doors, open now. Open, 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 open. I am not disadvantaged. Open, open now. In the name of Jesus. Sapra lepro loto saprada. Maka lepra leto saproduna maka santa. Le klabasa apradi de bredeka sapadi. Mantali klebo sapradi. Lakada, lakadebro doba dikada. In Jesus' name we are praying. You know, one of the things that righteousness confers on you is actually authority over the world. This world is supposed to be working for you, to function for you. The Bible says, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the faith, through the righteousness of faith. God wanted those who would receive his gift of righteousness to inherit the world. In other words, to not be subjected to that curse that was on the ground. Hallelujah. Now begin to speak to the world. The ground on which I tread on, produce for me. Go ahead and decree that. The ground on which I tread on, my territory, my domain, my town, my city. I speak to you. Respond to me. Open up. Bring forth. Let the ground bring forth for me. Let the ground bring forth its increase. In the name. Come on, go ahead. Everybody, go ahead and pray. Make sure you are opening your mouth and you pray. Let the ground yield. Let the world and its forces now cooperate with me. Let the seasons cooperate with me. Heat and cold, summer and winter, cooperate with me. The night and the day and the wind, cooperate with me. Let my seed bring forth harvest. Let my effort yield good results. Let every enterprise of mine produce, every hard work produce, every venture produce, every business produce, every relationship produce, every encounter, let it produce. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the world. I speak to the forces of the world.
I speak to the ground. I speak to spirits. Cooperate with me. Yield, 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 yield. In the name of Jesus. The ground will not afflict you anymore. The dust will not afflict you. The wind will not afflict you. Summer and winter will not afflict you. Your effort will pay. Your seed will bring forth. Your businesses will yield. Every enterprise of yours will prosper. In the name of Jesus, when you move across the city will open up for you. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke embargoes. We rebuke closed doors. We rebuke obstacles. We rebuke barriers. The forces of delay. We rebuke them. In the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Anything that bringeth pain or shame, I disassociate myself with you. From today, you have no portion in me. Go ahead and begin to pray. I disassociate myself with anything that is of pain, shame, misery. Misery is not my Lord. Affliction is not my Lord. In the name of Jesus, I disassociate. You have to speak these words. You really have to speak out. Don't think it. You have to speak it out. For the power of death and life is in your tongue. The word of faith is nigh thee, even in your mouth. For the heart man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Declare it. I disassociate myself from sickness and disease, from plague, from curses, from shame, from pain. I disassociate myself from losses in the name of Jesus. I disassociate myself from lack. I disassociate myself from lack of progress. I disconnect from anything that bringeth pain. I'm walking in the fullness of the blessing of this gospel. Amen. Two more prayer points. Now I want you to say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree that from today, my family, my entire household is for sign and wonder. Is for sign and wonder. Go ahead and pray. I decree everyone in my family, my entire household, will exist for sign and wonder. We are a testimony to our generation. We are a testimony to our generation. We are a testimony to our generation. I decree everyone in my family will live for your glory. It's for a sign and a wonder, a testimony of your power, a manifestation of your goodness. My family will walk in your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Finally, I wanted to say, in the name of Jesus. Everybody, if you are with me, please say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every activity of Satan in my household. I declare
Be gone now. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and decree that. I decree an end of every activity of the wicked one in my household. Every work of evil, I put an end, I put a stop to it. Every work of evil, every manifestation of the wicked one, the seed that has been planted by the wicked one, I uproot it. Every trace of the enemy, I uproot it. Every manipulation of darkness, stop now. Stop in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the devil. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Go now. Let my family be sanctified. Let my family be sanctified. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Like the name of Jesus, no other name like the name of the Lord, no other name, no other name like the name of Jesus. He's worthy of glory,
he's worthy
of honor, he's worthy of power and of no other name like the name. You can help me, Heiko. Just lift up your hand, everybody, in the name that is above every name. Labra lito somondala kasekedi glebro doma kasende le kalibradi kalanama. I stand on your behalf before this throne of grace, and I make intercession in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Salimbra lekandra abalodo soprodonan glada. Le pralitis kibra namantro vrodo shaligli anamakataya. And I declare that which has refused to work for you will now yield and begin to work for you. Inimbra likli bralato broloso bralikla andimbra tontombra gadaya. That which has interrupted your destiny will now collapse and fail completely. In the name of Jesus, that which interrupted your destiny, your purpose, the will of God for your life, its power over you is broken. Its power over you is broken. Its power over you is broken. That which stole your joy, stole your peace, stole your joy, stole your peace,
I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
I thank you because you have never failed and you will never fail. Even as we have spoken that which we have declared and we have decreed before you, you will make them good. Each one here, even the children, will experience a transformation. And everyone here, you will give a new testimony. Testimony of victory. The embargo is lifted. The yoke is destroyed. Hallelujah. The chain is broken. That closed door is open. What they said is impossible is now possible. I see full restoration of that which the devil stole. I see it fully refunded, fully restored. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap of praise. We give you praise.